KMA Sports football season, postseason, rolling all along here. We are in the semifinals when it comes to Iowa coming up here this week. On the line with me, one of those semifinal coaches, Sean Burks, Audubon Wheelers, looking good all season. Had a good game against Iowa Valley on the road to earn them a spot in the semifinals, going to Cedar Falls. Coach, it's going to be a lot to say. I know it. Let's go over that game with Iowa Valley. You guys had a good lead. They came back late on you, but you guys showed character, got the win. That's a short version. Give us what you saw.
Yeah, we gave up a touchdown on the first play, nearly fumbled on the ensuing kickoff. That really could have changed the piece of that, but we jumped on it. We were able to go down, get back in charge of things, got our two-point conversion, and didn't lead the rest of the night, or didn't give up the lead the rest of the night, but boy, there were some exciting moments along the way as part of that. But, you know, the offense put up 26. We were up 26-6 in the third quarter. Unfortunately, we were not able to extend that lead. They chipped into it, got a couple touchdowns in the third, and then no scoring in the fourth. So it was, you know, at the end of the night, our defense really came up big, including six fourth down stops on the night, including the last play of the game as time expired on the 15-yard line, up seven with a chance for them to have the winning drive. So it was quite the night and quite a few huge plays on the night. But as we look back, our kids made just enough plays.
You've had a couple days to chew on it now. I'm sure you've watched the video. If people don't know, you guys have just been putting up offensive numbers just out of this atmosphere. You've been over 60, 70, 80 points multiple times on this season. I'm guessing didn't have a scoreless quarter all year until that fourth quarter last week. So what are you able to take from it, and what is the message to let these guys know that, hey, we're at the time of the year that it might happen again?
Yeah, you know, we haven't been in a game that has had that many punts or stops or whatever, but I think it was good for us to go through a game like that. You know, we're coming off an 82-0 victory over Montezuma the week before, and our kids knew, our coaches knew, like that wasn't going to be sustainable, you know, going forward, but you can't emulate that. So, you know, people had asked all year, you know, are you in four-quarter shape? Are you in game shape? Are you ready to go, et cetera? But I think the biggest thing is now we've been through one of those games. You know, we've had some challenges. We've had to, you know, go through the that type of scenario. So that was good for our guys to go through one of those and understand what it takes to win in a game like that. And our kids did a nice job with that. And I think that experience will pay off down the road.
Yeah, certainly. Couldn't agree more. So you guys took down Iowa Valley. They were undefeated. Now we're looking forward to the semifinals. Another undefeated team coming up, defending champs as well, Bishop Garrigan. What are just expectations heading into that one, Coach, as we'll be at the Unidome?
Yeah, you're at the Dome. You're playing the number one team in the state. You know, it is what it sounds like, right? So our kids know that they've got their hands full and you know, a preparation. But at the same time, we really like the crew we have. You know, there's a reason why we're here. We've earned this moment. The moment hopefully won't be too big for our guys. And really proud that our guys have earned this at this point.
You kind of said that hope that's not too big of a moment for them. Last time you guys made it was 2021, so none of those guys were a part of this. What do you just think it means as a program that you're building there, that we're getting back to the Dome and showing you know, other Wheelers that it can happen?
Yeah, there's certainly part of that, you know, and our kids have done a really good job of trying to get our program back to on that stage, and it's something we openly talked about, and our kids knew that was a goal they wanted to achieve, and now here they are with a chance to get that done. So I'm really happy that our kids were able to be able to get into that moment. Our kids did a great job of getting the program back here, and it wasn't easy. You know, you think back to a couple years ago where, you know, our kids were, you think it wasn't that long ago, but then you find out that nobody on this roster was there, right? It's been 4 years. It's been a full cycle of players, and now we've got the chance. Our kids have the opportunity to make sure that, you know, they make the most of it.
So you've had a couple days to now look at film. I'm sure you've looked over Bishop Garrigan. What's an area of the game you think they pose a challenge to you guys?
It'd probably be a shorter list if we talked about where they don't pose a challenge to us. But yeah, they're number one for a reason. You know, they check a lot of the boxes. I think maybe the most impressive thing is probably you know, their size and physicality. They're large human beings. They're big up front. They're big at the skill position. You know, 230-pound tailback running behind about an average of about 250 pounds on the offensive line. Yeah, I think the thing that I've kind of mentioned to some people in passing and other media outlets is just how big of a change it is from last week. You know, it's kind of a neat thing that, you know, two really, really dynamic teams, two really talented teams in Iowa Valley and Bishop Garrigan But the prep is so different. You know, it's a lot of I formation under center, heavy formation, guard eligible, run it at you, and then beat you with the play action. Iowa Valley was similar. They wanted to run it and beat you with play action, but formationally and schematically and personnel-wise, a lot different. So I think that's part of that unique challenge of playing someone like that. And a quick turnaround for sure with the Wednesday game. So it changes a little bit of your prep, but for these guys being so unique, it puts a lot of pressure on us to make those adjustments quickly.
So you've seen your team all year. They're going to be at the Dome there come Wednesday. What's just priority number one you want to see out of your team when that when it all gets kicked off?
Just to be ready for the moment, which is maybe easier said than done. But for us, it's just a matter of not beating ourselves. Friday night when we were, as the bullets were flying, or Thursday night, excuse me, I thought our kids did a great job of responding, that so what mentality of so what next play. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It's so what, we're moving on. And I thought our kids did a really good job in that moment Friday night or Thursday night, because there was some big momentum swings, good and bad, and our kids responded. And it's still a football game. It's 10 a.m. It's indoors. It's something they've been playing for. But at the end of the day, it's a football game, and it's four quarters. It's a team that wants to run it right at you. We've been in these situations before, and survive that initial emotional piece of here we are, and get ready to go. And our kids have shown that kind of quiet confidence about them all year. I think they'll be ready to go.
Only undefeated teams left there in 8-man for the semifinals. We are talking with head coach Sean Burks of the Ottoman Wheelers taking on Bishop Garrigan. Hey, coach, thank you for getting this in. We'll see you up there at the Unidome.
Thank you.